Chapter 12. It was a long walk back to the Horse Head, and Cooper didn't fancy explaining himself to Frank. For a gnome, that little guy was intense. Still, Stuart had attacked first, and Cooper honestly thought he was trying to kill him. It didn't help matters that Stuart woke up twice during the trip, and Cooper had to punch him into submission again. It was evening when Dave finally knocked on the tavern door. All conversation stopped as Cooper walked in, carrying Stuart's limp body. His head was bruised, filthy, and lumpy. Cooper set him down on a table. Rose, Stuart's wife, shrieked and ran to her husband. Cooper was mesmerized by the bounce of her steel-encased breasts. Someone poked him, hard.
"Huh?"
said Cooper.
"I said, what happened?" said Frank.
"We got into a fight," said Dave.
Frank glared up at Cooper.
"What did I tell you about fighting with our people?"
Cooper lowered his head.
"Not to."
"I'm sorry," said Frank, "but you guys are out. Grab your shit and go."
"Hold on a second," said Dave.
He pointed at the battered monk on the table.
"He started it."
Frank crossed his little gnome arms and looked up at Dave incredulously.
"So you're telling me Stuart just up and picked a fight with you two out of the blue?"
Dave looked down.
"Well, Cooper may have provoked it."
"I don't believe it," said Frank. "Stuart isn't the sort to strike first. He's a monk."
"He's a dick,"
said Cooper. Frank pointed at the door.
"You get the hell out of my inn right now. If I have to..."
"Ask Stuart," said Dave.
"What?"
said Frank.
"Ask Stuart what happened."
"And what then? Even if what you say is true, he'll just deny it. Hell, I would. It'll be his word against yours, and guess whose word I'm gonna trust."
"Monks are lawful," said Dave. "He'll be compelled to tell the truth."
Frank thought for a moment, a scowl on his face.
"Fine," he said.
"You're a healer. Wake him up. Let's see what he has to say."
"I'm all out of healing," said Dave. "Werewolf duty was kind of rough."
"Jesus H. Christ," said Frank.
"Barney!"
"Yeah, Frank?"
said a fair-haired human at the back of the room.
"Did you sell all your healing potions today?"
"Got one left."
"Bring it over here."
Rose cradled her husband's head as Barney poured the thick green liquid down his throat. Frank tapped his foot impatiently, arms folded, glaring at Cooper. The bumps and bruises melted away from Stuart's bald head, but the dirt and shit stains did not. He opened his eyes.
"I'm alive?"
He sat up.
"Barely,"
said Frank. He pointed at Dave and Cooper.
"These two had quite a story to tell."
Stuart turned around and locked eyes with Cooper.
"I bet they did. Did they tell you how they defecated on my head and drowned me in urine?"
Rose backed away from her husband and scowled.
"No," said Dave. "We sort of skipped some of the finer details."
"I actually didn't take a shit on your head,"
said Cooper.
"I just have some trouble wiping is all."
"Shut up,"
said Frank. He looked at Stuart.
"They told me you struck the first blow."
"It was a flurry of them, actually,"
said Cooper. Dave snorted.
"I said shut up,"
shouted Frank, glaring at Dave and Cooper. Dave got himself under control. Frank once again turned his attention to Stuart.
"Tell me they're lying, Stuart."
Stuart crossed his legs, folded his hands, and bowed his head.
"On my honor, I cannot. I admit, I temporarily lost control of my senses, and my emotions got the better of me. I struck with anger in my heart, and for that, I humbly apologize."
"You know the rule," said Frank. "I was just about to kick these guys out."
Stuart's face remained stoic, betraying no trace of relief or regret.
"The rule must apply to everyone. If it is your judgment that I should leave this place, I will do so."
"No, Frank,"
said Rhonda. Rose shot her a wicked glare, but it was lost on her.
"You know he was provoked. They admitted that much themselves. Make the half-orc go."
"Frank," said Rose gently, bending down to place her hand on his shoulder. "He's my husband."
Her tits were right in his face. "Nice move, Rose." Frank shrugged off her hand and turned away, his face rather more flushed than it had been before.
"God damn it, Stuart! You've put me in a hell of a position."
"Make your choice," said Stuart. "I will honor it."
"No,"
said Frank.
"I'll leave that decision up to the offended party. Carter?"
"Cooper,"
said Cooper.
"Whatever," said Frank. "You make the call. Does Stuart stay or go?"
Cooper looked at Stuart, who stood straight and expressionless. He looked past Stuart where Rhonda was seething. He looked at Rose, who was looking uncomfortably away from him with her arms folded over her cleavage. Finally, he looked at Frank, who looked back at him with an expression of nervous expectation.
I don't give a fuck what he does, so long as he stops trying to murder me.
Frank let out a long, relieved exhalation.
You're a hell of a guy, Cooper. Come on, I owe you fellas an apology and a drink.
Rose wrapped her arms around Stuart and kissed him on his cheek. A flicker of rage flashed across Stuart's face and then disappeared. He let himself be led away by his wife. It wasn't until Tim, Julian, Gorgonzola, and Tony the Elf came in that Cooper realized how uncommonly quiet the place still was. Still no Catherine or Bard guy, but no one was crying, so they were probably still alive. Tim was his usual sullen self. He looked like hell. Dark rings were starting to form under his eyes. He might have even lost some weight. He looked less like a child to Cooper now, and more like a tiny old person.
What's going on? Asked Tony the Elf.
Nothing, said Frank. Just a little misunderstanding.
He stood on a stool and addressed the crowd.
The show's over, folks. Get back to drinking.
He stood there, watching as glasses started clinking and conversation picked back up. When it reached a quiet din, he nodded his head and stepped down from the stool.
Did you find the halfling's sister?
We got another lead, said Tony the Elf. We'll check it out in the morning.
We're almost out of pig, said Frank. I need you back out on the hunt tomorrow.
Tony the Elf looked down at Tim.
We'll be okay, said Tim, but I'll need Cooper and Dave with me tomorrow.
Fine, said Frank. I'm going to check on Stuart. You boys drink up.
So, Tim said to Cooper, how was werewolf duty?
Not bad. Kind of fun, really. What did you find out about Catherine and that bard dude, whatever his name is?
Tim took a long pull from his beer.
Looks like they're holed up in some abandoned fortress on top of a mountain.
And that's good news?
Asked Dave.
Who can say? Said Tim. Thanks to their character sheets, we know they're alive and healthy. If they're being held in a dungeon or something, well, we'll just rescue them. Serves them right for running off.
As the four of them got down to the task of drinking, Dave, Cooper, Julian, and Tim shared versions of what was essentially the same story. About half an hour later, Frank returned to their table.
Listen, fellas, said Frank. I don't know how to put this.
What's up?
Said Cooper.
It's not always easy being their leader. I didn't ask for this. It just kind of happened. It is what it is.
Frank seemed to be skirting around some kind of point, but Cooper couldn't make out what it was.
Do you want a hug or something?
Frank shook his head and laughed.
Not from you, big guy, thanks.
He put on his serious face again.
As a leader, sometimes you have to make difficult decisions. What I mean to say is, it was probably wrong for me to pass the decision about Stuart onto you.
Okay.
I think he would have rather I kicked him out than have you be the one to allow him to stay.
He wants to go?
Asked Cooper, not quite sure if he was understanding this correctly.
Well, that's fine with me. Tell him not to let the door hit his ass on the way out.
That's not what I'm saying, said Frank.
Look, man,
said Cooper.
You're going to have to spell this out for me. I'm stupid, remember? And I'm a little drunk as well.
You hurt his pride.
His pride can suck my balls.
Anyway, said Frank, he's all butthurt about this, and I think it'd be a big help if you and your buddies cleared out of here for a night. Let him simmer down a bit, you know?
You're kicking us out? Said Tim.
I'm asking you to spend one day and night away from here. Let some water pass under the bridge. Go camping or something.
Dave held up his leopard-skinned arm.
This is what happened the last time we went camping.
Then go spend a night in a nicer inn. Sleep in a bed. I'll front you a couple of gold pieces. Go find your sister and take her out somewhere nice. When you come back, everything will be hunky-dory.